joins now in the coach's corner, powered by Hy-Vee. It is a new coach, Jason Carter, after the new boys' valiant effort here tonight, but they fall 57-43. And coach, it was right there, you know, going down the stretch.
Yeah.
But couple plays didn't go your way.
Yep, you know, for sure. You know, I'm really proud of how the kids battled tonight. You know, I thought we fought and clawed most of the game. You know, we gave ourselves an opportunity to, you know, be in it there at the end. We just had, you know, two little stretches, one at the start of the third, where we, you know, let them go 4-0 to start the third. And then we kind of fought back again. And then we got it back to, what, two or three, and then... you know, they made a couple shots there. We gave up too many offensive rebounds tonight. I felt like that was a big, big difference in the game tonight. We just gave them way too many opportunities to score. And you do that against a team like Pella, they're going to find a way to put the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, they had a lot of players score. Not a lot of damage, except Austin Schultz. He got the 20.
Yeah, he did. And you know, coming into this game, you know, we knew there were two big scores between Schulte and McGuire. I thought we did a really nice job on McGuire, keeping him off the glass. And, you know, he only ended up with 8, it looks like. But, you know, Schulte made a couple, 2 or 3 tough threes. You know, we can live with those. If he's going to make tough shots, we just want to take away the easy ones, in rhythm ones. You know, and he's a heck of a player. And, you know, he made some big shots in that second half.
Caden Klein hit some threes for you tonight. Yep. He didn't play the last time you guys took on the Dutch here.
Yep.
So he added a little more dimension for you guys here on
floor
tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Caden just adds a lot of experience and physicality to this team. You know, we know it's only a matter of time before he starts to find his rhythm. You know, basketball is not a game where you can take a lot of time off and just come back and have it for, you know, most people. So, you know, he's going to continue to get in a rhythm as we, you know, make our way through February here now that he's got some games under his belt, got a little over a month of basketball, you know, under his belt now again. And, you know, he's just going to keep getting better and better every week.
Yeah, Grant Osby, 8 points. He had a little foul trouble, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a couple early ones and kind of had to intermittently played, you know. But I thought he had a really good second half, especially fourth quarter, where he really posted up hard, found some easy buckets, you know. And I thought he played a great game. You know, just got to keep him out of foul trouble. You know, I thought Quan came in and gave us a lot of energy. He has the last couple games, so. And we know that's the type of player Quan can be. So, you know, we're glad to have him back in the mix too, and, you know, excited to see what he can do moving forward.
Yeah, he definitely brings a physical aspect to your guys' game down underneath.
Absolutely, he does. And he's so explosive too, and he can really run, you know, and he brings a physicality where we can guard the post with the you know, with maybe less height, but a little more physicality, and it gives our you know, team a little more speed to get up and down the floor too. And he can switch on just about anybody, so we're able to guard a little bit differently with him on the floor.
So you get to go home for about I think we have 3 games next week, don't we? We got
three home games. So we got
Pella
Christian, Indianola, and Oski next week. So all at home. So it'd be nice to, you know, get back on our home floor and we, you know, in front of our home crowd, and you know, have 3 opportunities to, you know, get some good wins.
Definitely a good bounce back game for you guys though after the Dallas Center Grimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, even then, you know, we're comparing where we at, where we were the first time around in the conference and the second. You know, we played, you know, both of these games a heck of a lot tougher than we did the first time around. So, you know, we're starting to figure some things out. And, you know, again, you can play in games like this, you're going to give yourself a good opportunity to move forward in the postseason, because, you know, Pella's probably going to be a 1 seed in whatever district they're in, or at the very worst, 2 seed. So, you know, these are the games you want to, you know, be able to be in at the end of the season. So, you know, we know our schedule does not set us up for a lot of easy wins, but it does set us up to be successful in the postseason if we go about it the right way.
Yeah, definitely gives you a little bit of confidence moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, thanks for coming up. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Jason Carter joining us here on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. Newton boys fall to third-ranked Dutch, 57-43.